Welcome, soulmates. I'm Violet Lang, and this is Bold Love and Soulful Sex, a podcast on dating, relationships, lineage, and legacy for rebels of love. Here we explore radical romance, real love stories, and multidimensional intimacy. Because love isn't just about finding the one. It's about being the match for bold love in every area of life. From friendship to community, creativity to calling, ancestry to ecology. It's about creating the life of your dreams and living passionately ever after. Love is a field, one we plant with the courage to evolve. Tend that field, dear rebels, and love blooms everywhere. Let's create some magic. Welcome to Real Love Stories, a special series from Bold Love and Soulful Sex. These aren't fairy tales. They're stories of real people who stopped settling, stopped hiding, stopped abandoning themselves, and discovered what became possible when they brought their whole selves to love. Some found partnership, some saved their marriages. All of them changed their lives and realized their love story is far from over. And if you'd like to go deeper with these stories, I've created a free experience called Real Love Happens, with reflection prompts, practices, and mini dares for each episode. You can join anytime at violetlang.com/real. I'm Violet Lang, relationship alchemist and cosmic matchmaker. Let's begin. Heidi knew how to create almost anything she wanted in life. She was and is a badass. She created a career, a home, a child. She had become a single mother by choice, which I have deep respect for. And for a while, she thought, well, then love is just no longer part of my story. This is just who I am, a career woman and a mom. But when her daughter was about 18 months old, something shifted. She realized, I'm actually not done wanting love. She just didn't know how to create it. And that was deeply unsettling. Because in every other area of her life, she knew how to make things happen. But in love, she felt completely out of control. That it was just some mysterious process that would never happen for her. But underneath that, there was an even deeper fear. What if something in me is broken? Because her history with men had been painful. Unavailable men. Men who were already partnered. Men carrying secrets, men so consumed by their own wounds that they couldn't truly see her. And some of those relationships, let's be honest, took her to very dark places, places that she later blamed herself for entering. So when we began working together, we weren't just looking for a partner for her. We were looking at her pattern of attraction because she didn't just choose unavailable men, she was actually drawn to them. You see, her nervous system recognized chaos as familiar, as home, because of her childhood conditioning. And the thing that you might relate to is that stability, safety, felt flat, felt uninteresting. So she kept chasing the adrenaline rush of being with someone chaotic, even though it was hurting her. So the work wasn't really about telling her to choose differently. We can't really fix these sort of patterns from our mind. It was about changing what felt desirable. So we worked with her body, her arousal, her emotional responses, her patterns of connection, so that safe people didn't feel boring, but actually felt good. And I see this really frequently, that we will toggle between dangerous partner, safe partner, dangerous partner, safe partner, and never really land in the middle. And my goal with my clients is always to help them feel emotionally and physically safe and deeply erotically alive and fulfilled. I don't want to shut down someone's fire. I did not try to shut down Heidi's fire or her sensuality or her aliveness or her capacity for turn on. You know, it's not about becoming smaller at all. It's becoming bigger. It's becoming more regulated, more present, more available, which is more expansive and without losing herself. And then she went on a date. And this is wild because something clicked. There was a spark and there was care and integrity and presence and something familiar because it turns out they had already met 3 years earlier. They had gone on a date before. He actually remembered this, but she didn't. And they matched again on the apps. But this time, it was different because she was different. After a few more dates, he sent her flowers with a card that said he was grateful for second chances and for the work she had done on herself with me and my program. Now they're married. They both have daughters, and together they've created a beautiful blended family. And also, because this is a real love story, it's not perfect. Patterns still arise, old wounds still get touched, but now they don't abandon each other or themselves. They stay. They work through it. They don't create chaos. They don't destroy what they've worked so hard to build. They choose connection while also prioritizing their intimacy. This is what happens when chaos no longer feels like home. When stability becomes something your body can actually receive without freaking the F out. Not instead of passion, but alongside it. Healthy love is not a fairy tale, but it is a deeply spiritual path and one of the most worthwhile paths that you can walk. If you heard yourself in this story, you're not alone. And your love story doesn't have to be over either. Maybe you're the woman who's tired of overgiving. Maybe you're the person who freezes around attraction. Maybe you're in a good relationship that no longer feels fully alive. That's exactly why I created Hot Love Summer inside the Love Field. It's a 3-month immersive experience for singles, couples, and everyone in between who want to practice love in real time, not just learn about it. Through relationship labs, embodiment experiences, flirting challenges, constellations, community, and real-world experiments, you'll become the match for bold love. You can learn more at violetlang.com/the love field. If you're listening after enrollment closes, you can always reach out about private coaching. And if you're inspired to create your own next chapter, I've created a free experience called Real Love Happens. It's 10 days of reflection prompts, inspiration, and bold little dares inspired by these stories. You can join at violetlang.com/real. Real love happens because happily ever after isn't something you find. It's something you build. One choice, one risk, one courageous conversation at a time. And I believe your love story is just getting started.